T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
We're doom scrolling a minute?
We're doom scrolling now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. It's already here. Man, where we really flustered him with that
intro?
Talk about his, huh?
I didn't know.
He was on his phone. I'm telling you, he's talking to that girl.
I'm looking for cars.
I'm not saying her name now.
I'm looking for cars.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're happy.
Oh, you're looking for cars?
You just got a new car.
It's been a while.
Been like 6 months.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's been better
Both
part
of
a year.
Both of you.
It's been over half a year. Me? I've been driving the same car for like 2 years now. Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, this
that's
COVID.
That's abnormal.
This economy is killing me. The news. The January 6th hearings have been going on, and yesterday we heard from election workers, poll workers, who say their lives have been made a living hell because of the allegations that the election was stolen and that these, people who are trying to help ensure that we have a safe and fair election were up to no good. They blame Trump, some of them by name, and there were some tears that were shed. And I don't doubt that, you know, when these people say they've had death threats that have not ended since the election, I'm not surprised at all.
State officials and an election worker from Georgia testified before the January 6th committee yesterday. They said despite being targeted by the president of the United States, they stood their ground and they paid the price.
Do you know how it feels to have the president of the United States to target you? The president of the United States is supposed to represent every American, not to target one.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah. I mean, being on the wrong end of Trump anger, you know what I mean? As soon as he says anything, you think, like, even if it's not that big of a deal, one of those things you're like, oh, I forgot he even said that. Yeah, but if you were on the receiving end of it,
right,
I bet it just kept going and going. And, I mean, that happens
stop,
to a lot of
sure.
people. But for sure, this whole thing. Here's the thing. I saw Snowcone. I know you're on Reddit all the time. I saw people yesterday talking about this Rolling Stone article that said that I don't know if you guys have heard this, but allegedly the Trump administration was making a documentary about the election, okay? And they were going to make this documentary about, I don't know, winning the election or something.
I've not heard this,
no. Okay, so apparently during the Jan 6th hearings, they were like, we've got some video here from inside, you know, the inner circle. Uh-huh. And according to Rolling Stone, you know, Trump and his people were like, what the hell is this? Where did this come from? And they're at least acting like, or the media is acting like, Trump sort of forgot that they'd been filming this documentary, and that when things didn't end up going his way, that now that documentary footage still exists and could be used against him. And I heard that their side, I don't know if this is true, again, this is just what people were saying online, is that Trump's people were saying, no, we weren't filming a documentary, it was the FBI spying on us.
Oh.
So I don't know which it is. I don't know if they were making a documentary about this or not. But, man, the whole Stop the Steal, we watched that Roger Stone documentary. I don't even remember
Get
if that was
Roger
the one.
Stone.
And actually, I don't even know if that's the documentary it was in. But in one of those things we watched, they talked about how they started setting up that Stop the Steal thing before the first election.
Oh, sure.
Before the Hillary election. It's like, you knew it was going to be a thing. I mean, I know Biden said it, but like, you could set your watch to it. Everyone said this is what's going to happen, and then it happened. But my biggest thing is people talking about this documentary, or, you know, lack thereof. I don't know if it's true or not. We're saying, well, the reason that Trump and the people around him felt so confident doing all this stuff is because they never get in trouble for anything. That, you know, they don't have to worry about the
it's
law
true.
Coming
There's no
after
repercussions.
Them. And that part, you know,
why
it was
did
totally
I get corrected from all the things that I used to do? You think it's not that because I don't like them?
Right.
I love doing all that stuff. It was fun. Just being a menace, a complete menace, peeing and fighting wherever I want. I loved it.
Sure.
Loved it. And they kept getting me in trouble. And so eventually I was like, the trouble's not worth it. Exactly. You have to stop. If there's no repercussions to your actions, not everybody. Some people are morally, you know, straight people. Not me, though.
No, and not
and
a
most
lot of people.
People. Like, no, I keep doing that.
Right. And I do agree with that, whether this stuff about the documentary is true or not, but I totally agree. And not only do I agree.
There has to be some repercussions for your actions. I don't know what they are.
Right.
In this country,
either.
We tend to do, if you're rich and a politician, or just rich in general, but really if you're rich and a politician, there's no repercussions for your actions.
Right.
And if you're poor, they're over the goddamn top.
It's constant.
Did you sell two joints?
Right.
We'll kill you.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you overthrow the government? Yeah. Yeah.
We'll look into it.
Arguing semantics now, aren't we? Like, are you kidding me?
Right. It's that's just the way that it is. And the argument where the people give her
the only
say,
guy who had it right was John Edwards. There's two Americas. Unfortunately, he cheated on his wife with cancer and loved the Dave Matthews Band and threw it all away.
He loved Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, he told the woman that he was cheating on.
Oh yeah, they had the baby.
That Dave Matthews would play at their wedding.
I read
once
that,
his wife died.
I read that book by his advisor. He seemed like kind of an a-hole.
Terrible person.
Just not a good person.
Terrible person.
Yeah, but I'm with Bill Maher on that, but his message was right.
The message was right.
The message
I agree
was
with
right.
There
he was
are
right
two
on
Americans.
Point. He just, God, we just need another guy to say it.
Right. I can't believe there hasn't been someone. Uh-uh. I can't believe there hasn't been a politician who's come forward and said, look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I've got some stuff I'm conservative about, some stuff I'm liberal about. The media is dividing us. I'm tired of the media dividing us. I don't hate you. You think I hate you. I don't hate you. Do you hate me?
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen.
Yes.
It's like that person can't rise.
You.
I know you do. Laz was like, yes, I do, actually. Sit down and shut up. Join a team, a-hole. At least I respect the guy with the R in front of his name. He's taking a side. Oh, God, you wishy-washy son of a bitch. Bill Cosby. Remember when he went to prison and then got out of prison?
I do.
That whole thing confused me. Well, now there's been a civil trial, and the civil jury found Bill Cosby guilty of sexually abusing a teenager in 1975. If you watched that Playboy documentary on A&E, they talked about this. The Judy Huff, I think, was her name. She was like 16 at the time.
A California jury found Bill Cosby sexually abused a teenage girl more than 45 years ago. Jurors in the civil trial ruled Tuesday the actor abused Judy Huff at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was only 16.
What's the statute of limitations on that stuff, and is it different because it's a civil trial? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I don't think you go to jail for a civil trial.
Right.
That
and,
seems right, right?
And also it just seems like maybe
O.J.
if you
lost a civil trial, they just took his money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a way of saying, hey, we want everyone to know you are guilty, but...
I don't even like that idea.
I don't either.
The whole
I know,
idea is like,
do.
If I killed somebody... Then send me to court.
Right.
And if I go to court and I'm innocent, then you shouldn't be able to be like, well, yeah, but we're going to take you to this other court where they don't have to prove as much.
Right. One's
and then we're going to take you. And I'm not, look, it sounds like I'm defending Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson here. And maybe I am O.J. a little bit. But that said, like, I don't get the second court with the less burden of proof where we just take your money.
It's weird.
Like, what?
Preponderance of evidence. Versus beyond a reasonable doubt. And
right.
I guess I understand why for money you'd say... Actually, I don't.
I don't.
If it's for money, then just say beyond a reasonable doubt. You want me to pay for something that you think I'm responsible for, then
prove
it beyond
a
reasonable doubt.
I don't understand. If you take me to court, and it's beyond a reasonable doubt, right, and you find me innocent, then I don't understand how you'd have a preponderance of the evidence.
Well, because you only need 51%.
You don't. You don't have it.
That's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So is it likely that the person did it? Yes. Now, is it almost certain that the person did it beyond any reasonable doubt? Yes, that's for murder. I don't get it either, and it seems like they use that all the time.
All
well,
the
we
time.
Couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, so we'll go to the lower court and at least try and prove the preponderance of the evidence and then get some money. But I also don't understand how any of that stuff works. So anyway, Bill Cosby was found guilty of that. How old is Bill Cosby now? I mean, I thought he was like 10 years ago they showed him hobbling in and out of prison, and I thought he was blind, and he's got to be in his 80s, right? I can't believe that this guy is still being dragged into court. I mean, not that he shouldn't be. I just mean I can't believe that he's still alive. You think the last, I don't know, when you hit 70 and things start to go that way in your life after living a fabulous, rich, and luxurious lifestyle, you'd think that that would really take a toll on you and that maybe it would just do you in, you know?
You'd think prison would be bad.
It would be really bad, and just all the bad press after being America's dad and everything else. All right, good news, potentially. Biden is calling for a gas tax holiday. He wants a gas tax holiday of about 90 days so that people can have some relief at the pump.
Federal gas tax for the next 90 days. We can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
Okay, so that's what he wants. Now,
that'd be nice. How much is taxed on gas?
How much would this actually? Depends on who you ask, because I've seen some people saying, no, this could be a substantial amount. And I've seen other people saying, no, even if you drive a lot, you know, it'll maybe give you $5 a week or something like that.
President Biden is considering a pause on federal gas taxes. The average national price of gas is still around $5 a gallon. However, it has dipped slightly from its all-time high last week. A gas tax holiday would bring down prices by more than 18 cents per gallon, at least temporarily.
So there you go, 18 cents per gallon. And I don't know what our national average is now. Did
you said
say
$4.
It? Four something. It's $4.90 something, right?
I thought you said $4.
Oh, I thought you hit $5. And then anyway, it would be 18 cents. So it's something. Yeah. It's something. We rented a car when we went out of town this weekend, and I went to fill it up. And I know gas is expensive. It had a little less than a quarter of a tank, and it cost me $125 to fill it up. It's a lot of money. And I don't drive very far for work. I live very close to work, and I have a four-cylinder, you know, car that gets good mileage. But if you have to drive a lot, and especially if you're doing it, it's one thing to have to drive to work, but when your work is driving, and there's no getting around it, if you own your own truck or whatever it is, it's a lot of money.
Yes.
Got to figure something out. How expensive did it get when it got ungodly expensive?
Well, then they voted against the price gouging.
I know. It makes no sense. Because, as they said, and I believe this too, Republicans want to make Democrats look bad and vice versa. Now, whether or not you can say they're both equal, we could argue that one's worse than the other. But that's become politicking in the last 20 years.
And it's ridiculous. Like, it didn't used to happen. Like, you could clearly, I think both parties could pass the price gouging thing.
Well, that's why the tax-free thing isn't going to work. It's just posturing, really. It's just him being able to say he tried.
That's right. And who knows, maybe if we read the fine details of the price gouging
thing. And I saw that the oil companies can really just avoid that and pocket more money, and it doesn't really matter. So from what I read, the whole thing's pointless anyways.
Well, and, you know, it's like the baby formula thing. And then we were like, why would Republicans vote against that? And it's like,
because they want a bitch.
Because they, and also it looks good for them in an election coming up. Hey, there's no baby formula. There's inflation.
Gas is babies are starving.
Yeah. That helps during an election, which unfortunately is one of the things we, you know, need to figure out how to get around, because we can't keep doing this.
Right.
It's just not working. All right, we'll take a break, come back, finish doomscrolling.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.